I'm past the even more phase.
We're no longer the highly recommended. We're just highly recommended, not even more. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, and Amanda is here to fulfill my wishes of having someone listen to my awful jokes.
I love your jokes.
The jokes that I was particularly interested in telling are elephant jokes, which are no matter how great my jokes are, these are bad. Like, what's blue and has big ears?
Can I guess and say an elephant?
You'd be correct. That would be an elephant at the North Pole.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How do you keep an elephant from charging too much?
You unplug it?
No. Just take away its credit cards. As you can tell from Amanda's voice, she's sick, which is the only reason why she could possibly be laughing at these awful jokes. Why did the baby elephants keep getting kicked out of the pool?
Do you want me to keep guessing, or should I just let you?
I would love to hear what you think it might be.
Okay, can you say that one more time?
Why did the baby elephants get kicked out of the pool?
Their body mass displaced to the water to such an extent that the children could no longer swim, and the lifeguard got annoyed.
You know, I think that there's something there. I think that they did get kicked out because they annoyed someone, but the reason was because their trunks kept falling down.
Oh!
That's
a good one.
How many elephants can you fit in a Mini Cooper?
I don't know I don't know.
Four. Two in the front, two in the back. What's big gray and has horns?
An elephant cosplaying as a rhinoceros?
Oh, so close. That would be an elephant marching band.
Oh.
What's as large as an elephant but weighs nothing at all?
I feel like I've heard this one before, and I think I should know it, but
it's an elephant's shadow.
Oh, duh. That's good, yeah.
Yeah, and what do you get when you cross an elephant with a rhinoceros?
I don't know, tell me.
Elephino.
That's just silly.
That one is silly. How can you tell if there's an elephant in your refrigerator?
I don't know.
There are footprints in your butter.
Can you explain that one?
Yeah, well, there wouldn't be many places for the elephant to stand, so it's gonna get some footprints in your butter.
Okay.
Yeah, there's really not much to it. It's as stupid as it could be. How can you tell
that's my least favorite one so far, by the way.
That's fair. How can you tell if there are two elephants in your refrigerator?
I would have to only presume that it's because I will find my butter with elephant footprints in it.
No, that was one elephant. No, for two elephants, you can tell that there are two elephants in your refrigerator because there's giggling coming out when you walk by.
Oh goodness.
And three? How can you tell if there are three elephants in your refrigerator? Well, the door doesn't quite close.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
But four elephants. How do you know that there are four elephants in your refrigerator?
I just feel like I'm going to like the punchline of this one.
Well, there's an empty Mini Cooper parked outside.
Oh, I did like it.
Oh, yeah. It all comes back around. It's all connected.
I like it.
Yeah. Do you know why elephants are so wrinkly?
They forgot to moisturize after they got out of the shower.
That's close. That is close. It's because ironing them takes way too long. Yeah. Yeah. Why do elephants have trunks?
Wait, say that again?
Why do elephants have trunks?
So they can grow big and tall like trees?
No, elephants have trunks because they'd look funny with a suitcase.
Oh. Yeah, they do. They yeah. would.
How would you know if there's an elephant under your bed?
You'd know. You would know.
Yeah, you would know, because when you get into bed that night, your nose would be touching the ceiling.
That's good.
Yeah. is it? What time is it when an elephant sits on your fence?
Time to get a new fence.
That's right.
Is that really it?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Whoa! Nailed it.
Why are elephants always so broke?
They went into bankruptcy. They filed bankruptcy last year.
It's because they work for peanuts.
Oh, okay, that's better than what I said.
What do you call an elephant riding on a train?
I don't know.
A passenger.
Oh.
Where do baby elephants come from?
When a mommy elephant and a daddy elephant love each other very much.
Yeah, what next? These are some large animals.
I'm gonna let you finish the story.
Well, they kiss, and then I think elephants gestate for like a year, right?
Yeah, something crazy like that.
It's 18 to 22 months.
Wow.
So yeah, they kiss, the mommy elephant and the daddy elephant kiss each other, and then 18 to 22 months later, the baby is delivered by a giant stork.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. How do you eat an elephant?
Hopefully with a lot of barbecue sauce or something.
One bite at a time.
Yep, that'll do it. Yep, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a joke in here.
Are these yeah. in your brain, or are these written down?
I have
a lot of elephant jokes.
Some of them are in my brain, but there's also websites dedicated to this.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Why do elephants need trunks? Because
they asked me this one.
Oh, you'd think that. But no, it's because they don't have glove compartments.
Oh.
Why can't an elephant ride a bicycle? It's because he doesn't have thumbs to ring the bell.
Yeah, that would be unsafe biking, that's true.
It really would, especially here in Boston. And that I'm sure that I have an appropriate PSA, which I will read soon. I would like to give a big thank you to... Chrome Sparks for providing the background music for these wonderful jokes. Why was the elephant afraid of using the computer?
I don't know.
Because of the mouse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you get when you... Oh, yeah. What do you get when you cross an elephant with a kangaroo?
An elephant-aroo?
No, you would get giant holes all over Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Why did the elephant cross the road?
To meet the chicken at the other side.
No, it's because the chicken retired.
Oh.
which reminds me of a different joke, which is, why did the baby cross the road? Of course, the answer to that one is a bit, it's because it was stapled to the chicken, which is not a great picture, but,
No. It's a morbid vision I have in my mind.
Yeah, no, I'm actively not thinking about it. You know, that big ears thing did remind me of a joke, and I think I'd like to end on that. And then,
oh, I love this one.
Yeah, this is a good joke. This is a joke about you know, my grandma told me this joke.
That's amazing. It's a great joke.
Yeah,
anyone listening is gonna love it.
here's a different one. I'll get to that joke in a minute, but what's large, gray, and wears glass slippers?
I'm not sure. Maybe Cinderella?
Cinderella Fent?
Oh.
All right, anyway, so there's this kid, and you know, growing up he had this accident, and he lost one of his eyes, and he came from a poor family, so they couldn't really afford to get him a nice glass eye, and instead they got him one made out of wood. And he was always a bit self-conscious about it, because obviously it didn't have that, you know, real, you know, looking eye feel that you get more with a glass eye. You get it even more with a real eye. But, you know, point is, he was very self-conscious about it. He got bullied about it, and he didn't really have that many friends, and it was kind of tough, especially at the boarding school he went to, where, you know, boarding school, it was a cliquey atmosphere. But it gets to be the school dance, and they're having a mixer with the all-girls school down the road. And, you know, he's kind of sitting off on the side by himself and looking around, and he notices that there's a girl we'd never seen before from the all-girls school, and she's also sitting by herself. And he thinks, wow, a kindred spirit. I think I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to go up to her. I'm going to say something. And he does, and as he's walking over, he notices that she has ears proportionally like the size of an elephant's, and that's really something. But he's thinking, you know what, she has her thing, I have my thing, that's just the way that this goes. And you know what, I'm sure that that's why she's sitting by herself too. I'm gonna go say hi, you know, this is an opportunity. So he goes up to her and he says, hey, I noticed that you were sitting here all by yourself, and I was wondering, would you like to dance? And she looks up at him and says, would I? And he gets this look on his face, and he goes, big ears, big ears, big ears! And that's why it's not nice to call people names.
Yeah.
Coming up next,
I love that joke.
Amanda texted me the other day, and she told me that she just bought new socks, which is an important thing to buy, because socks wear out. And this next song is called Socks, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. And I think it was on my Discover Weekly this week. So, yeah, I don't really know much about it, but I think I like it. So anyway, here's Socks, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. Do you have any final thoughts, Amanda?
Nope, thanks for all the elephant jokes.
Oh, actually, I was going to text you about this, but are you doing... I know that you were going to come on my radio show one Wednesday this month. Was it next Wednesday or the Wednesday after that?
Wednesday, December 21st.
Beautiful! I'm also going to be hosting On the Town with Mikey D, which is the 3-hour radio show after my radio show that night. And our plan... for that night, the 21st, 2 weeks from today, on my radio show, is to do a recap of all of the concerts that we've been to over the past year. And the show after mine, On the Town with Mikey D, is all about local music. So, if we would like to continue in that vein, and once we finish talking about all of the out-of-town bands that we've seen this year and what we thought of them, we could then go on and talk about all of the local bands at all of the local venues that we've seen this year. A lot of good local openers for the next show. Would you be interested in joining me?
I think so, yeah. I think that'd be really fun. I love music. I love local music, and I love talking about music. So
woohoo.
I'm down to stick around for a little bit later to just chat more about all the amazing shows we saw this year. That's going to be a really, really fun show.
It is.
I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
I think I tallied it up, and I went to 38 concerts this year, so there's a lot to say.
Yeah, I have like a post-it note in my wallet with a list that I made one day. And I think I'm in the like the 30s or 40s.
We have to be at about easily. The same, because I know I've seen a few shows without you, and you've seen a few shows without me, so. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's up there.
Yeah, and you are going to see Peach Pit on Friday, which is very cool.
I'm actually seeing them on Monday.
Oh, you're seeing them? Oh, right, they're doing like a multiple night set, right? Are they here for more than one night, or did I just get the day wrong? I thought it was Friday, but Monday sounds right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're playing just on Monday, but it'll actually be the fourth time I'm seeing them this year, so that's pretty exciting.
Very, very exciting. I'm going to try and get tickets to that. We'll see.
Yeah, I hope you can. It'll be really fun.
Yeah, Monday. That could work. Okay.
Monday at House of Blues.
House of Blues. Oh, great. I thought it was at Roadrunner, and I was just like, I don't know.
House of Blues is a great venue.
It is. Better than Roadrunner.
We'll talk more about that in 2 weeks.
Oh, yes. We'll hear all about all of our thoughts on all of the venues. Yeah. All right. Coming up next.
Play that song, Max.
That song. All right. Thank you for chit-chatting.
You got it.
And I'll see you soon. Have a good night. Feel better.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks. See you later.
All right. That was really fun. See, calling in isn't that scary. It's not that scary to talk on the phone. Just do it. Just make that call. Anyway, coming up next, Socks, Drugs, and Rock and Roll by Buffalo Daughter.
Centimeter circle of perfect liberty. That's all we given equally on the road. You can do anything in the perfect circle. In the perfect circle. It's a challenge for human limitation.
How many pixels remain in my suitcase? Didactic violence is enough for today. That's a concern of every single day.
For making our day alive. Our life is like a like a totally like a exactly like a socks, drugs, and rock and roll. With cement in mold. All the spectacle is not so a miracle. I'd rather rub my ankle.
Wave your hands in the air, just for your feet.
physical care. Keep your movers away. Life is just a way. Our life is like a. It's always like a. It's totally like a. Definitely like a sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Japanese Georgia. Pink faces and snow white beds. Flying cab dots, light as it goes. Spilled Pinot way on my carpet. Oh.
special place.
I woke up, yeah,
on a cloudy day. I'm feeling blasé, blasé from last night's party. In the back of my mind, I gotta work today. Couldn't find my shoes, too la-di-da-di. Excuse me, sir, me car broke down. Me missus left me with the baby now. And I can't make that day today. It might have to be another day. I said I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry. Ooh yeah. I gotta get away sometimes. Whoa yeah. I got to get away. I gotta slip away sometimes. I got to slip away to my special place. I woke up, yeah, on a cloudy day. I'm feeling blasé, blasé from last night's party. In the back of my mind, I've got to work today. I couldn't find my shoes to la-di-da-di. Excuse me, sir, me car broke down. Me missus left me with the baby now. And I can make that day today. It might have to be another day. I said I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry.
How bizarre, how bizarre, how bizarre.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Now, for my listeners out there who are Jewish or are Jewish adjacent, you might have heard of the Talmud, which is a series of laws written by rabbis, and most of the time there's going to be a central text, and then around that text is going to be the correspondences and different takes of different rabbis over time, and it's written around the central text. And here in WMFO, we have a book of PSAs, and I think in a lot of ways they're very similar. Take, for instance, this Don't Drink and Drive PSA I just read. One really interesting thing about the Talmud is that sometimes they veer off track, and it's not always all that relevant once the ball gets rolling. Or something might come up, and they might veer off into a tangent. And this Don't Drink and Drive PSA, for instance, has water damage on the corner. And now, here at WMFO, no food or drink is allowed in Studio A. So someone wrote, "Now how do you suppose this got wet in a room where no beverages are allowed?" To which another one of our intrepid DJs responded, "Beats me, I'm no snitch." And there was another person whose take was, "Don't drink and WMFO PSA." And I think that that's also a great response. But the reason why I chose this PSA, it's been in here since I was a freshman in 2016 and first started doing radio, I'm sure, and it looked old by then. And a lot of these PSAs are similarly old. So it's very rare when something surprises me. And what really surprised me, it must be new, because someone's response to, "Now how do you suppose this got wet in a room where no beverages are allowed?" was, it could have been saliva. and that made me laugh out loud. I had to like stand up. It was that good. Wow, yeah, I guess it could have been saliva. When the tunes are just so good that you're just drooling everywhere. I get it. It happens to the best of us. And I'd like to say thank you and excuse me for the really long set that I just played, but I had a bunch of songs and it just, you know, one after another, it just rolled out. So let's start at the top there. I started off with Buffalo Daughter, their song Socks, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. After that, and it reminded me of this band Confidence Man, who they're from Australia, and I saw them live at a music festival in New Zealand when I studied abroad there. And so I played Confidence Man's song Out the Window. And they were a really cool live act. Real big personas, good energy, cool vibe. After that, I played a band which is from New Zealand, which I found when I was in New Zealand, called Marlin's Dreaming. Their song is Cheeky Kids. After that, I played a band from Australia, which I saw at a different time when I was in New Zealand. So I played Sticky Fingers, How to Fly. After that, I played a song by another Kiwi band, Catch a Fire, Get Away. That was the reggae song. When Bob Marley went on tour to New Zealand, his music really resonated with the Maori indigenous people of New Zealand. It was island music. And so that really kind of sparked this really, really good reggae scene in New Zealand. So that was Catch a Fire with Get Away. After that, I played OMC with How Bizarre, which is a great song. And it's by far OMC's most popular song because it blew up on TikTok. For reference, the second most popular song on Spotify is a remix of OMC, of How Bizarre by OMC. So the second most popular song, which isn't How Bizarre, has 600,000 listens. How Bizarre has 150 million. So yeah, that song blew up because of TikTok, which is really cool. And after that was a song by Salad Boys called Blown Up. And I saw Salad Boys at the same music festival where I saw Confidence Man and Catch a Fire. That was a really good music festival. It was Electric Avenue in Christchurch, 2018. Other bands that played were, let's see, who else was there? Too Many Zoos, who I've seen. They're an American New York City. They won Battle of the Buskers in New York City, which is super cool. And then I saw them in New Zealand, and I was like, this is weird. I'm not from here. You're not from here. But it was good music. It was fun. Let's see, it says there was also Dizzy Rascal, Hermitude, Primal Scream, Chronix, L.A.B., K-Lab, The D4, The Imposters, The Response, State of Mind, a bunch of bands that didn't really stick, but the ones that did were Catch a Fire, Confidence Man, Too Many Zoos, and The Salad Boys. Really pretty fun music festival. After Salad Boys, my first voiceover song was Scubas, with The Vanishing American Family. And behind me now is Desert Sessions with Far East for the Trees. And I'm gonna let the end of the song play because it's just a neat song.
Really blew my mind, the fact that me, a An overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the Hall of the Mountain King. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Whispered in my ear something crazy. She said, I could feel hot flames of fire roaring at my back. As she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said, take the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, take that girl, yeah, it's all yours, you gotta do it, spill that wine, spill that wine.
This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to play one last song and then hand it over to On the Town with Mikey D. A bunch of local music and all kinds of good things. And then there's a local band playing live at the end of the show, followed by an interview. And so to finish off the hour, we're going to have XTC with Making Plans for Nigel. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be back next week, 7 to 9 p.m. here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Nigel, we only want what's best. place else.